What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. Welcome to episode 302, my friend. It is good to have you back. And on this episode, we're going to be diving into the power of being uncomfortable. And I promise you, there are going to be some nuggets, some juicy tips in here that if you really take the stuff we talk about today and you begin to execute and apply it in your life, I promise you, this is going to be one of those needles that is the needle mover for you in your life. So I am excited to dive in. Before we get to that, if you have not yet, make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you're enjoying hanging out with us every week, we'd also love it if you could leave us a review. That's how we get this in front of more people. So go ahead, leave a review, leave a rating, hit that subscribe button, and let us officially dive into this week's episode. So again, we're going to be talking about the power of being uncomfortable. And more specifically, I want to give you three things that happen when you get uncomfortable and three reasons why you should seek to get uncomfortable. And we're going to wrap today's episode up with me giving you a mantra that I use, which allows me to continuously put myself in uncomfortable situations, even if I don't feel like doing it. And so the first reason why you should push yourself to get uncomfortable on a regular basis is that the only true growth in your life occurs outside of your comfort zone. All right. The only true growth that happens in your life occurs outside of your comfort zone, right? You've probably heard people say oftentimes that what you want oftentimes exists outside of your comfort zone. Right? So you have to be willing to push yourself because that's where you are truly going to grow. And rather than just saying this to you, I want to share a story in my own life where I really grew an insane amount because I pushed myself to get uncomfortable. And truly, we wouldn't be having this conversation if this didn't happen in my life. But to go back about a decade, I was 19 years old at the time, and I was a shy, quiet, introverted kid, really, that didn't, you know, love talking to humans, was not great at interacting with humans, and definitely was never someone who would want to get in front of a room and speak to a group or an audience. More specifically, my biggest fear 10 years ago was public speaking, was getting in front of a room and sharing a message. I was like, you will not catch me dead doing that. That is absolutely not in the cards for me. It was just like, it was my biggest fear. I was like, I don't ever want to do this. And about a decade ago, I had one of my mentors, his name was BK Barreco, and he was the CEO of the company that I was with at the time. And I got to meet with him on a one-on-one basis. And when I was leaving our interaction, we kind of hung out and, you know, chatted for a little bit. And when I was walking away, I said, hey, if there's one tip that you can give me as I leave today, like, what would that tip be? And he looked at me, and I'll never forget this day. And he goes, Stu, he goes, if you're shy, get over it, because it's costing you a fortune. Now, at the time, he, you know, initially meant it's costing me a fortune financially. But what I've come to find out in my life is it was costing me a fortune emotionally. It was costing me a fortune in my friendships. It was costing me, you know, in my fulfillment, in my finances, all of that. But the point being is when he told me this, you know, idea of, hey, if you're shy, get over it because it costs you a fortune, something clicked in my brain and said, you know what? I need to get over this fear of public speaking. I hate it. I'm so scared of it. It freaks me the hell out. But I need to get over this because it's costing me a fortune. Like, I'd rather have that fortune than, you know, be uncomfortable, than be scared to get in front of the room. I'd rather push myself to get uncomfortable. And so what happened is over the course of the next year, and even up until this day, I right away went and said, okay, if it's costing me a fortune to be shy, how do I get uncomfortable? And for me, it was, let me get in front of a room. Let me share this opportunity that I'm part of. And let me start to literally attack my biggest fear, which was getting in front of a room and public speaking. It was the most uncomfortable thing. It was the most unnatural thing. It was the most just like my stomach would twist doing it. I wanted to pee myself when I would get in front of a room. It was horrible. And because I didn't want to lose this supposed fortune that he had told me that I was losing, I not only did this public speaking once, but I did it again and again and again and again. I did it over and over until now it's something that I do for a profession, right? It's something that I do for my life. But what was interesting is even in the first 3 and 6 months when I really started to attack this fear of public speaking and getting in front of the room and pushing myself to be uncomfortable, in those 6 months, I literally became a different human. I literally began to transform who I was and I began to transform my purpose, right? If I did not attack being uncomfortable in that moment, I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing today. So you want to understand that just like when I attacked the fear of public speaking and I really started to grow, whatever it is that you're afraid of, whatever it is that makes you uncomfortable, that's oftentimes the thing that you need to attack head first, because that's what's going to truly get you to grow. That's what's going to truly help you be more in alignment with your purpose. And if we look at your life for a second, so you heard my story, but let's look at your life. I want you to ask yourself and go back and sort of reminisce in your life. And I want you to ask yourself, do you remember a time in your life where you really pushed yourself to get uncomfortable? Maybe it was in a work setting. Maybe it was in a business setting. Maybe it was some school project that you were doing. But I want you to think of what was a time when you really like pushed yourself to get uncomfortable. Like it was so uncomfortable that it almost made you want to throw up, right? I've had many of those times where it was so uncomfortable, the thing I was going to do, that I literally felt like I was going to throw up. So I want you to find one of those in your life. What was a moment that you were so uncomfortable, and regardless of being uncomfortable, you said, you know what? I'm still going to act. I'm still going to take action. I'm still going to move forward. And when you found that moment, and if you haven't found that moment, like actually pause the audio for a second, really allow yourself to search a little bit and think of it and then resume the audio. But if you have that moment that you got really uncomfortable, the next thing I want you to ask yourself is when you took that action that was uncomfortable, that thing that scared you, that thing that maybe even made you want to throw up, did you on the other side of that action grow? And I would almost guarantee that the answer is yes. And an even deeper question I would ask you is, was that uncomfortable action? I want you to think of the most uncomfortable action you've ever taken in your life, right? And was that uncomfortable action probably one of the biggest stints in your life when you grew? And again, the answer, and I only say this because I've asked this question to literally hundreds of people, is that yes, the more uncomfortable actions you take, the larger growth that it results. So the reason you have to unpack being uncomfortable is if you want to continue to grow, the real growth happens outside of your comfort zone, all right? So that's the number one reason that you need to begin to attack being uncomfortable. When you do that, man, are you going to start to grow in your life, and that's where some truly incredible things live, all right? Now, the second reason that you want to push to get uncomfortable, right? The power of being uncomfortable is when you do something that is uncomfortable, it gets you out of something called the hypnotic rhythm. And what the hypnotic rhythm is there's a gentleman, his name is Napoleon Hill. He wrote a book, Think and Grow Rich. After it, he wrote a book called Outwitting the Devil. And Outwitting the Devil, long story short, was basically a conversation he had with the devil. And one of the things that they had in this conversation was Napoleon Hill asked him, how do you get people to continuously, you know, not actually achieve the things that they want to achieve in their life? And one of his answers was that he gets people in this thing called the hypnotic rhythm. And another way to say the hypnotic rhythm is autopilot, right? Another way to say the hypnotic rhythm, one of my mentors used to say this, I thought he said it so beautiful, is he said, in the absence of clearly defined goals, we become strangely loyal to daily activity until ultimately we become enslaved by it, right? So ultimately the gist of hypnotic rhythm is this autopilot sense, right? Where we're kind of going through the motions of life. We're not really happy. We're not really unhappy. We're kind of just like flowing and coasting through life. And it's not really what we want, but hey, it's not horrible. So we kind of just stay in this place. And what's interesting is that when you begin to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, what it does is it forces you to break this hypnotic rhythm. So if you're going through a career and you're kind of happy, you're not, you know, super duper happy, but you're, again, kind of in that middle place, and you push yourself to do something uncomfortable, right? Maybe it's going and learning something new, learning a new skill. Maybe it's going and pushing yourself in your current career to do something greater than what you're currently doing, right? Maybe it's pursuing a new opportunity in your career. But when you push yourself to do something uncomfortable, it begins to break your hypnotic rhythm. It begins to break this sort of autopilot way of thinking. It begins to break up some of your habits, and it allows you to basically open a gap in your life to go, wait, what is it that I actually want to do? Because now you're out of this hypnotic rhythm. So if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like you're not quite sure what you want to do, the reason you have to get uncomfortable is because if you don't, you go into one of those phases of life where you go, you know what, it's not that bad. And then a month turns into 6 months, turns into a year, turns into 2 years. And all of a sudden, 5 years down the road, you go, how the hell am I still in this place? And it's because you were in that hypnotic rhythm, kind of almost in a trance, not really getting out. So the way that you break the trance is you take some uncomfortable action. And what I want you to understand as well is that when you take this uncomfortable action, it's going to be scary. Right. I don't want you to listen to this episode today and go, okay, I'm going to leave here and Stu's going to give me some things and I'm going to take this uncomfortable action. And it's going to be easy. The truth is, the reason it's uncomfortable is because it's scary. It's hard. It's unknown. It's this place where, you know, maybe you haven't gone and lived before. But what you want to understand is that even though it's scary, you still have to take the action, right? You have to muster up some courage. And courage, I'll give you a beautiful definition I heard of courage, is that courage is not doing something when you're not scared, right? It's not finding the tactics, the strategies, all this to like all of a sudden not be scared. Courage is being scared shitless and still doing it. It's being scared out of your mind, but still taking action on the thing. That's really what courage is, right? And absolutely, as you go to be uncomfortable and take more uncomfortable actions in your life, you're going to need more and more and more courage. But what you want to understand when it comes to courage is it's like building any muscle, right? If you went to the gym and all of a sudden tried to lift, you know, 500 pounds, it's probably not going to work, because if you haven't been going to the gym regularly and building up that muscle, you're maybe going to have to start with 5 pounds, and then you go to 10, and then you work up to 20, and then 50, and over years of building that muscle, eventually maybe one day you can lift 500. So when it comes to courage, you got to start building this muscle up. Maybe you do a small little action that requires some courage. And then maybe after you take the small action that requires some courage, you take a little bit of a bigger action. And as you slowly start to take more and more uncomfortable actions that require courage, you build up this muscle of having courage until all of a sudden there's something in your life, it's going to be uncomfortable, and you just go and make it happen because you have this muscle of courage that you've built up. All right. So that is the second reason you need to be uncomfortable. And one thing I want you to think about as we kind of wrap this up, the second piece, is that sometimes in life, you can find peace in the things that we know. And sometimes we find fear in the things that we don't know, right? Sometimes we find peace in the things that we know, the things that are uncomfortable, the things that are comfortable, the things that are familiar. And we find fear in the things that we don't know. We find fear in the things that are uncomfortable. We find fear in the things that, you know, we're not really sure what's going to exist on the other side. What if the places that we don't know actually held the most amazing parts of life? And I want you to begin to switch your frame of mind of thinking when it comes to uncomfortable actions, right? Sometimes it's easy to go, man, it's easy and it's nice. And I like the things that are, you know, I have certainty around, and the things that I don't know, you know, there's kind of some fear around. But what if you flipped it? And what if you could realize that actually the most magical places in life are in the unknown? Right? It's on that other side of being uncomfortable that the things in your life actually exist. All right. So as we go to the third piece of the power of being uncomfortable, we really want to start to look at that as you pursue being uncomfortable, this is how you bring more fulfillment and happiness into your life. Now, I know as you initially hear that, you may go, what do you mean I'm going to be happy? I'm going to be more fulfilled as I get uncomfortable. But what I want you to understand is if you really look at happiness at the core, there's one word that you can attach to happiness, and it's progress, right? If you're progressing in your life, if you're moving the needle forward, if you're getting better, you're happy. right? And the moments in your life when you're not as happy is when you're not progressing. You're not growing. You're not moving the needle forward. Maybe you feel stuck. Maybe you feel like you're going backwards. So as you take these uncomfortable actions, what you want to realize is it's really just a way to increase your fulfillment and your happiness in your life. Because when you take those uncomfortable actions, by default, you're going to grow. By default, you're going to progress. By default, you're going to move the needle forward in your life in some way, shape, or form. And by doing that, all of a sudden, boom, you have happiness. Boom, you have fulfillment. So look at these uncomfortable actions and really just understand that, man, okay, the way I have more happiness and fulfillment is I get more uncomfortable. And if you can start to change some of those associations you have around being uncomfortable, like some people, they go through life and they go, man, I don't want to get uncomfortable because it's uncomfortable. It's scary. It's fearful. It's, you know, all these bad things. And they have so many associations with being uncomfortable equaling bad things that you have to start to learn to train your brain to go, wait. Being uncomfortable doesn't actually equal all these bad things. Like, yeah, maybe it's scary. Maybe it's uncomfortable. Maybe it's, you know, a little unknown and I don't know what's going to happen. But if you really start to understand this correlation of being uncomfortable to happiness, to growth, to more fulfillment in your life, now when an uncomfortable action, a potential uncomfortable action comes in your life that you know you need to take, all of a sudden you can look at it through the different lens of going, man, there's this uncomfortable thing I know I'm supposed to do. And what a cool opportunity. Like I'm gonna have more happiness in my life. I'm gonna be more fulfilled. I'm gonna be more enriched. I'm gonna have, you know, more success in my life. And if you start to look at uncomfortable things like that, you're almost gonna create this flow of being excited to get uncomfortable rather than being afraid of it. And when you make that shift in your life from being afraid of being uncomfortable to all of a sudden you're excited about being uncomfortable, you are going to create such an amazing life, right? If you look at the people that do incredible things with their life, if you look at someone who's fulfilled, who's successful, who's progressing, who's doing well in their life, it's because over and over and over, they've continued to push themselves to get uncomfortable, right? One of the things I do with some of the people I work with is if you feel stuck in your life, a great question to ask yourself is when was the last time you did something uncomfortable? And if you're feeling stuck, my guess, and this is from working with people, is that if you're feeling stuck, it's because you probably haven't taken an uncomfortable action in quite some time, right? But if you're feeling like you're growing, you're moving forward in your life, and I asked you the same question of, man, when was the last time you got uncomfortable? You could probably say, man, it's maybe in the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months, right? It's more recent. And that's why you started to progress. So if you're feeling stuck, ask yourself that question. When was the last time I got uncomfortable? And start to change the frame of really what being uncomfortable means. And if you change it to, it's going to create more fulfillment, happiness, all that, then you can start to get excited about the next uncomfortable action that comes into your life. All right. So as we wrap up the power of being uncomfortable episode today, I give you three major reasons why you should start seeking being uncomfortable. I want to give you one final mantra. And this is a mantra I use in my life. It allows me to push forward to being uncomfortable. It allows me to muster up that courage in those moments when I need it. And this is the mantra. I'd encourage you to steal it, borrow it, use it. Like make this mantra a piece of your life. And the mantra is this. It's that successful people do what's uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. And that is why they are successful. And it's not that successful people like to do what is uncomfortable. It's just that they do it anyway. Right? I'll say it one more time for you. Successful people do what is uncomfortable until it becomes comfortable. And that is why they are successful. It's not that they love doing the uncomfortable things, but they do them anyway. Right? They know what's going to come on the other side and they let that lead them to take the uncomfortable action. All right? So again, the power of being uncomfortable, the three major reasons is one, only the true growth is going to exist outside of being uncomfortable, right? That's really where the things are that you want is outside of that area. Number two is it gets you out of something called the hypnotic rhythm. It breaks you out of that sort of autopilot way of thinking. And then finally, number three is when you do it, it's going to increase fulfillment and happiness in your life. All right. So go out there, go take action, go get uncomfortable this week. Let this be your sign to go, okay, crap, there's this thing I've been thinking about and I'm kind of scared and it's kind of uncomfortable and I know it's going to push me and I know I'm going to grow, but I'm kind of scared. Allow this to be the conversation where you go, you know what? Screw it. Stu gave me some reasons why. I am going to take that action. I'm going to build that courage up. I'm still scared shitless, but I'm going to take the action anyway, because that's what real courage is. Let this be your sign to go take some uncomfortable action, my friend. If you have not yet, make sure, again, you hit that subscribe button so we can hang out with you every single week. If you enjoyed this episode, I would ask you, just send this to a friend that you know needs a little bit of a push in their life, and help them move the needle forward by sending them this episode. Other than that, as always, I want to say thank you for hanging out with me this week. Thank you for coming. I hope you got some nuggets from today. More importantly, I hope you act on those nuggets in your life, because I promise you, if you act on some of these things, this is going to be one of the game-changing episodes for your life. Other than that, my friend, that's all we have today. I will see you on our next episode. If you want to hang around, don't feel like you need to go anywhere. We got another episode coming up right after this.